Good morning, Christine. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks, Andrew. And you?
We're doing fine here on this Tuesday morning. And of course, it's a very exciting time for provincial politics in Ontario, Northern Ontario, as the Progressive Conservative Party aims to pick a new leader. And on that note, we're starting all of our interviews with a bit of a pointed question. So here's our question for you. You've run for and you served as an MPP in the past, but you haven't been for the past 2 years. Where have you been? Why the leadership chair now?
Well, I have a great deal of respect for the other candidates in this race, but I'm of the view that since we are so close to a general election on June 7th, that we really need to select a leader with experience. And I am the only one that does have that experience, having been elected 4 times, being an MPP for 9 years and understanding how Queen's Park operates. But I've also had the experience over that time to travel across the province and to understand that there are different regional concerns. So what's really important in Northern Ontario, of course, is different than where I am right now in London. I've been in Ottawa and everywhere else. And so when you're formulating public policy, you need to know what those needs and concerns are to make good decisions and good policy. But I've also worked in healthcare for the last 2 years as Ontario's patient ombudsman, and I have had the opportunity to work with patients and families, as well as healthcare providers, to understand where the systemic gaps are and some of the solutions for it. The final thing is that as a former bank auditor, I want to be the one that can go in and clean up Kathleen Wynne and the Liberals' financial mess.
When it comes to provincial issues, one of the things that you've targeted is advance warning for parents when it comes to sex education for our kids. Expand on that a little bit. Tell us what your thoughts are.
I know that there are significant concerns about the sex ed curriculum devised by the Wynne Liberals. The biggest problem was the fact that they didn't involve parents properly in the formulation of the curriculum. I would like to reopen the curriculum and speak to parents groups across the province, understand their specific concerns, and then make changes as necessary. Parents need to be involved in devising the curriculum because they know best what's appropriate for their own children. But there may still be some parents that won't want their children involved in those discussions, period, that they would rather talk about sex ed with their own children. I respect that. And so I would certainly understand and allow parents to have advance notice of when the sex ed courses are being taught and allow those parents to have their children removed from the class.
In your campaign, Christine, what are your 3 main thrusts? What are your 3 main points that you are driving at through this campaign and if you should be elected leader?
Making life more affordable, lowering their hydro bills, lowering their income taxes, and making sure that they have the infrastructure to be able to do their businesses. We need to make sure that we boost our public transit. We need to make sure that we can fix our roads and so on so that people can carry on their business.
Switching over to the financial side of things for a moment, a lot of candidates talk about either lowering taxes or no new taxes in the province. And that sounds wonderful on the surface, but some might say the problem with that is you can limit the income going into the government that pays for the programs that we currently enjoy. So when you talk about either no new taxes or lowering taxes, depending on which side of the fence you sit on, how do you pay the bills for the province? How do you keep things going?
One of the first things I would want to do is a very detailed value for money audit of all of the programs and services that currently exist in the Wynne Liberals' budget to make sure that they provide value. If they don't provide value, then I would expect that taxpayers would want us to discontinue those programs and put them into the programs that we have in our platform, like more long-term care beds and increased funding for mental health and addictions. There are other things that the Liberals have simply just squandered money on over the years. Think of the $1 billion for the canceled gas plants that was done for purely political purposes, nothing more. The $8 billion that we've put into e-health, we need e-health, absolutely, but $8 billion and the fact that we still don't have a functioning electronic medical record system is ridiculous. So there is money there that the Liberals have just been wasting. We need to stop doing that. We need to bring sensible government to Ontario and sensible spending.
In the last 30 seconds or so of our time together, speak to those that are outside the grassroots for a moment. So 30 seconds, if you're elected leader of the party on June 7th, why Christine Elliott?
Because I am the only one that has the experience to take on this job, and we need somebody with experience because of the short time frame between now and the election. We don't have time for a leader in training. We need somebody who's ready to go right now, and I am that person. I want to take on Kathleen Wynne at Queen's Park and win the election for the Progressive Conservatives to win a majority government, and then we're going to start making Ontario more affordable for Ontarians again.
We've been speaking with Christine Elliott this morning. She is one of the candidates running for the leadership of the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party. Christine, thank you for being with us.
It's been a great pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.